Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Kol Am Yoshev B'tzion, Avi Marini Marasi, Rosh Masmer Sesem Esrib Shmuel. And it's based in the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu, Hagon HaGadol, Muflav HaMuflug, of Moshe Luria Zetzal. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Aleph tells us that if somebody does tvicha after stealing an animal, he shechs it for Avodah Zarah, he shechs it on Shabbos, he has to pay the 4 and the 5, according to Rabbi Meir. How can that be? The answer is because he was tayber chayde shliach. So the shliach is chayv for Shabbos, Rabbi Dezara, and the mishalech is chayv for the dalad vei, because we have by tvicha din of shliach dvar avera. Normally we don't have a shliach dvar avera, by tvicha we do. In mele here, there's going to be shlichus, yes, shliach dvar avera, and the mishalech is going to have to pay the 4 and the 5. The Rambam writes that if somebody makes a shliach to shecht, and he shechts on Shabbos, so the ganav has to pay, means the mishalech has to pay the 4 and the 5. And, because he is in chayav mises beisdin. So the Mishnah Melech is medayik from the Rambam that he tells him to shecht stam. But not that he tells him to shecht on Shabbos. If he tells him to shecht on Shabbos, then there's going to be no shlichus here at all. He's not going to have to pay the 4 and the 5, because the Rambam says in Ochos Me'ila that if there's another isser involved with this isser where there is shlichus, for example, Me'ila, then the whole shlichus is off. Because once there's a, you're in the category of ein shlichus dvar aveira for a different aveira, Me'ila is no shlichus for the Me'ila either. So it must be, he told him to shech stam, and then he shechted on Shabbos, there we have shlichus for the dalad vei. But he told him to shecht on Shabbos, then the whole shlichus is off, and he doesn't even have to pay the dalad vei. Based on this, he asked in the tour, that the tour says that he told, according to the Rambam, that he learns in the Ram that he told him to shecht on Shabbos. He says, what do you mean told him to shecht on Shabbos? Told him to shecht on Shabbos, there's no shlichus at all. Because another isser is mixed in, like we see in the Ram, of Osmila Zayin Beis, that if he tells the shliach to give Bisar Ola to someone, so Bisar Ola you're not allowed to eat. So the shalech, the sender, is not mischayiv. The mishalech is a mischayiv because there's an isser here of Bisar Ola, in addition to the isser of Me'ila. So Mimela Kumtois that there's another Isser involved, there's no shlichus for Me'ila, and therefore it couldn't be told to Shecht on Shabbos, told to Shecht during the week, told to Shecht Stam. And then the Shlich did it on Shabbos, Me'ila is going to be shlichus for the Dalad Vehe, for the Tvicha, because we have a reboy of shlichus for Tvicha. But he told him to do it on Shabbos, but there's another Aver involved, then there's not going to be shlichus for the Tvicha either. So that's the, so he asked in the Torah, how can you, the Torah, say that if he tells him to Shecht on Shabbos, then there's shlichus. It's not true. There's another isser involved. Another isser involved. The whole shlichus is off. The ktsais wants to be miyashiv the Torah and raise sadi beis based on the Ma'arit. The Ma'arit says that the Rambam says that they're by Me'ila, that they're the kol Torah kula. We don't have shlichus dvaravir except for Me'ila. What about shlichus yad? You know, using an object that you were given as a bikadim and tvicha. There's also shlichus there. So the Ma'arit says that there's a different type of shlichus. By Me'ila, there's a proper shlichus. But by shlichus yad, there it's not midin shlichus, it's pesheya. Somebody sends somebody to use an object, to stolen object. It's a pesheya. And an object given to Zikad, then it's a pesheya. So shlichus yad is out of pesheya, not out of shlichus shaladim kamoso. It's out of the parish of shlichus shaladim kamoso. And tvicha is also not in the parish of shlichus shaladim kamoso. It's because there's hana that the person listens to shech the animal. So neither in the parish of shlichus shaladim kamoso. Me'ila says the Ma'arit, that like Abay Tvich and Shlichus Yad, there's no normal Gidrei Shlichus, you can use a cotton. Hashem came by Me'ila, you need a Gadol. By Me'ila, you need a Gadol. By the other two, a cotton is fine. So the other two aren't in the parish of Shlichus Nekomosa, but Shlichus Nekomosa, you need a Gadol. That's Dafka by Me'ila, and based on this, the Ktos is Me'yashiv. That Gabay Me'ila, which is a Me'ilah Shlichus Nekomosa, if there's another who's involved, then the whole Shlichus is off. But by Tvich and Shlichus Yad, which is in the parish of Shlichus Nekomosa, so if there's another who's involved, then the tvicha there is shlichus by tvicha and shlichus yad, because just because you're right, there's another isser involved which is midin shlichus, but tvicha and shlichus yad aren't betara shlichus, is in the parasha shlichus. So memela the mishalech is responsible because sof he was nana me'ami raso, he was nana that he was listened to by the tvicha, and sof he was a poshaya by sending somebody to use the object. Either was another shlichus involved, say, but that's not the shlichus yad and the tvicha are not from the parish of shlichus adam kamoso. So the fact that there was another shlichus involved, we say in shlichus dvar avera, doesn't shatnish, it doesn't affect the the iser he's doing by the fact that we say that the rish shlichus by the tefichah and the shlichus yad. Because anyway, that's not from the parsha shlichus nekomoso. So we say ein shlichus b'chol haTorah. So when he sends somebody else for avera, we say ein shlichus ein echinami. There's no shlichus for avera, but by tefichah and shlichus yad, there's still going to be haname amirasa of paisheya, and memela the shlichus is going to be on, even though he told him to. There's another iser mixed in. So that's how the Ketos explains why the Rambam says by Tvicha, if there's another Rishon V'Av tells him to do it on Shabbos, so then we're dealing, it's still going to be Nena Me'ami Rasa, so Memela, we're going to say that there is Shlichus even though another Rishon is involved. And it's only by Me'ila where the Rambam says that if another Rishon is involved, then there's going to be no Shlichus because Me'ila is from the Parashah Shlich Shadon Kamoso. And Memela, if there's another Shlichus involved, La Vera, we say in Shlichus V'Aveira, the whole Shlichus is off. So that's the Teretz of the Ketos. So even though it's miyusad on the Ma'arit, and it's hard to argue with him, but still, it's not so pashut, because the Rambam paskins that not only is there shlichus by tvicha, there's also shlichus by mechira. Perek yud behelos genev alocha yud. And there it's barur that the shlichus is mitzad mishluch shadon kamosa. Because mitzad shenem amirasa, that's not mechel achalos mechira. It's only mechira if he's a shlich. So just like this proper shlichus by mechira, v'tavach v'mochar, so just like this proper shlichus by mechira, so just proper shlichus by tvicha. And Memela, if this proper shlichus by tefichah, if there's another iser mixed in, so then the whole thing should be off. Because ain't shlichus l'dvar aveira, and he's telling him to do a different aveira, so therefore this shlichus also of tefichah. And Rambam, don't tell me that it's not b'tara shlichus, it's not a proper parish of shlichus, it is. Because mechira, there's shlichus, and that's from the parish of shlichus, of shlichus l'dan kamosa, so tefichah as well. So that's the kasha. Now we have to understand the Rambam, b'inyin esari v'ser achar b'me'ila. So the Rambam says that the Baal HaBayis says to give the Oreach food. So he's moil out of the shlichus. So the shlichu, the Baal HaBayis who tells the waiter to do it, the shlich to do it, the Baal HaBayis is moil. And then if the shlich adds midaitoy, then he does meila as well. And if the orchim add, then they're also doing meila. And the Rambam concludes that's all if it's chatichos mikotche berek HaBayis. But if it's psar oila, when there's another Isser involved, because you eat the Ola, it's another Isser, you're not allowed to eat an Ola, and Ola is cool Hashem. So then the only one doing the Me'ila is the Oichel, because he's chayv in a different Isser, in addition to the Me'ila. And B'chol HaTorah Kula, Lo Matzinu Shalich Dvar Avel Me'ila Levada, Shalo Yisari Vayim Isser Acher. But here there's another Isser, so Me'ila, only the Oichel is going to be chayv, because there's another Isser involved over here. So the Lechem Mishnah is Tamei on the Rambam. The Mila is not Toli Ba'achila. It's Bo'hitzah. So why does the Rambam say, Loma lo Oichel Bovar? It's Masha Toli Ba'achila. It's not Toli Ba'achila. It's Toli Ba'atzah Me'a Hekdesh. So he explains that definitely the Me'ila of the Baal HaBayis and the Shliach is beforehand. It's B'sha'as Ho'itzah Me'a Hekdesh. And only Gabi Mila Se Orichem, there he writes, it's Toli Ba'achila. But otherwise, Zeno Chinami, it's Toli Bo'hitzah. But by Me'ilas Ha'orchim, when are they doing the Me'ila? When they eat it. This is difficult to understand. The Rambam says there's no shlichus here for the Baal HaBayis or for the shliach, only for the eater, because there was another iser mixed in over here. But how is there another iser mixed in for the shliach and the Baal HaBayis? What's their iser? All they did was hotzah. They just took it out of a shus hekdesh. So why shouldn't they be chayev? Just because afterwards the guy eats it, and it's an ola, that doesn't mean that asari v'mo iseracher by the hotzah. The hotzah is before that. So there's no asari v'mo iseracher by the hotzah, by taking out of Rishus Hekdesh. So how can you say that the only person chayav over here is the oreach because he's eating, and isari v'mo v'sarachir? Yeah, but not for the Baal HaBayis or his shliach. But there was no isari v'mo v'sarachir because they did the hotzah beforehand. So it must be that what meal are we talking about over here? We're not talking about the meal of Hotzer, we're talking about the meal of Achila, of eating the Hekdesh. And since there's another Isser involved, I Achila, Achila's Bsar Ola, Mela, there's no meila for the person who gave him the Bsar Ola to eat. We're not talking about the Isser Meila of Hotzer, we're talking about Isser Meila of Nen. There is an Isser Meila of Hotzer taken out of Rishus Hekdesh. But then we don't understand. What shlichus is a shaykh over here? The oichel is not the shliach of the mishalech. What shlichus is he doing here? You're my shliach to eat this? How's that shlichus? There's no shlichus that somebody else eats it for you. How's that shlichus? So we're saying that if there was no other Isser involved over here, then the Mishalech would be chai for the Achila. How is the Mishalech chai for the Achila? He's not eating it b'shlichus the Mishalech. The Hitzah is done if the Baal HaBayis tells the Shliach to take it, so he's doing his Shlichus. But if you give it to somebody and he eats it, that's not your Shlichus. No shlichus, somebody else eats for you. Have you ever heard of such a shlichus? So how's it shaykh to say that? Well, if there's no tarovus isiracha, there's no other miser mixed in, the mishalech is going to be chayiv and the achila of the ochel, of the person eating. It's the ochel, the shliach of the mishalech. We find similar to this in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel. By shlichus dvar avera, by Shammai. The Gemara says, Shammai is mod, even though he holds a shlichus dvar avera. But somebody said, say, bo'ol it's erva. That he's chayiv and the shalech is patur, but we don't find zenin of zem is chayiv. So if I send somebody, you send a person, send somebody to have beer with an erva, or eat chaylev, there's going to be no shlichus because we don't find zenin of zem is chayiv. That one person is nen and the other person is mischayiv. Ain't gazedava. And Tosis discussed the case of what happens by meila. That somebody says to the treasurer, he says to the gizbar, "Ten yad chalakat shel shem v'tehane." He says, "Put your hand in the jug of oil and be nane." So he's making him a shliach to be nane. Is he chayiv or not? Because mitzad echad by meila the rishlichus mitzad sheni, here it's hana. Here it's hana, and you don't say zen nane of zem is chayiv. The other can't be chayiv for his hana. We have to understand what's pshat in Taisus. Taisus Safik. How's the chayiv shlichus? Even without the svar of zenin of zem is chayiv, there's no shlichus in davar shem emela. Somebody else could be my shliach to be nene. How's that shlichus? And even if we say that it's shayich shlichus, that somebody is oichel, he's boiled with tzivuya. But tzivuyav, so he's boil, he's eating with his tzivuy, so the mele their shlichus, he's being nana b'shlichuso, but when he gives food in front of the orech, he's not, the Baal HaBayis isn't telling him to eat, he's giving him the food and he's eating on his own. So how's it shaykh to have shlichus over here, that the Rambam says, if there's no misari, if there's no other isser involved, then he's going to be his shliach when he eats. How's it shaykh, he's not his shliach b'chal when he eats? Gam divrei Rambam beperush haMishnah b'meila tumoy meod. He writes at the beginning of Perek Vav shagam shein shlichut dvar aver meila yesh shlichut dvar aver, and the reason is, but he says va'ashma nefesh ahi, and that soul is guilty. Rami zal mishishaga k'tchila v'dima shezech chulin v'tziva liyitapel ba. So writes the Rav Adi Mibratanur at the beginning of Perek Vav. The b'chol Torah kula ain shlichut dvar aver chutz me'ila, because he says va'ashma nefesh ahi, mishishaga k'tchila hua mishaleach. In other words, that soul that made the first mistake, the mishalech, the sender. Sender sent him, he thought it was chulin, so he's the one who's over. And the Tosis Yantiv is already tameya. We have yalfus of chet chet mitshuma, just like the shlichus by mitshuma, the shlichus by mi'ila. So why is the Rambam making a psukim over here? Say there's shlichus by meila. V'ashma nefesh ahi. Rami zol mishe shaga k'tchila v'dima shezechu l'msili pata b'b'cha. It's not even talking about meila over there. It's talking about gezel agir. So we have a lot to work out over here. And I have to tell you, Rabbi said, that this sugya is mamish rochavimini yam. There is a wealth of Torah in this, endless amounts of Torah in this sugya. There's a Reb Shimon on it, and there's a lot, Rabbi say. But anyway, in the next shiur, we, please God, will clarify this issue, present a mahalach, and again, we want to understand what type of shlichus is there on achil over here. And why does the Rama bring another makor for shlichus by me'ila when the Gemara already has one? So please stay tuned, and we will see you Mitzvah Hashem. I thank you so much for listening. Bezrat Hashem, Namshich, Shalom, Shalom.